I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And Maria Bautista, she is running for Superior Court. And you hear her ads on here, and that warms my heart every time I hear her name. And she's with us. Thank you for the surprise call, Maria. We appreciate you coming on.
Well, it's always glad to join your show. I'm just traveling from Delaware County back to Harrisburg, and so I had a very interesting morning, and I met a lot of wonderful people at the Chester Transit Center, people that were taking the bus or the train, and then I went to a Catholic Social Services where people could get a nice meal, and I have a new appreciation for Wawa. You know, where I live in the Northwest, there are no Wawas. It's all cheap. But they donate the food, the breakfast food, and they donated today macaroni and cheese and chicken for folks that came to get a meal.
Oh, nice.
And so I spoke to them. So I have a new appreciation for Wawa for what they're doing for the community.
Nice, nice. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll be blown away if you don't prevail with all the hard work you put in over two election cycles, not just one.
That's correct. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe that it's almost here. It's November 4th in just a couple of days. And, you know, I almost won in 23. We came in first place in 52 of 67 counties. And lost by 1.39%. But, you know, I'm working just as hard, if not harder, this time. And we know there's a lot of differences between 2 years ago and now. And people were, number one, more informed. They yeah. want to know what's happening in their court system. Mm-hmm. Number two, our registrations have changed significantly since 2023.
Thank you, Scott Pressler.
And people are more comfortable doing the mail-in ballots.
Yeah.
So I really feel very confident that we're going to be successful, but I don't take it for granted. I'm working hard as if I'm five steps behind.
Maria Bautista, she's our candidate for Superior Court, fully endorsed. We love her. What are you doing over this final weekend? There's so much of the state to cover. Where do you focus?
Well, you know, I'm trying to hit areas where I can meet people that I may not otherwise meet, just like today. I was in Delaware County. Yesterday morning, I was in Delaware County. Then I went up to Schuylkill County. I'm going back to Dauphin right now, and we're trying to make a decision where I might be tonight. Tomorrow morning, there's a big red rally in Blair County. And then I'm actually going to go back to my own hometown. There's a pancake breakfast for the community there, and I want them to know that I'm still thinking about my own community. You know, I come from a rural area, but it's a big state to cover.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be back into Harrisburg with a church on Sunday morning, and then we're making some decisions for the rest of that day. And to be honest with you, on election day, I won't be in my own county. I did vote early. I voted in person on demand at the voter registration office. And so that I could be in a bigger area for election day. So, you know, right now I'm leaning, believe it or not, to be in Chester County, the whole other side of the state. We were looking at all the numbers of, you know, the 23 municipal general election and where were the most people that would actually come to a poll. And
yeah.
the biggest poll was actually in Chester.
Well, that's a big county. They all are big. I mean,
they are.
Man,
it's big counties. But you know what? They're all special.
Yeah.
They're all special.
I agree.
And the people that I've met, even, you know, today, you know, they so appreciate that I stopped by and I spoke to them. And it's an interesting comment. I asked one gentleman at the Catholic Social Services this morning where the folks were eating. And I said, "What do you look for in a judge?" And he looked at me and he said, "We just want them to be fair."
Yeah.
And he says, "No, they have good intentions when they're running." He says, "But then they change once they get in." And I said, "You know, I want people to know that I have never changed who I was, no matter what job or position I've ever had. And I'm doing this because I believe we have to protect one more seat on this court for all Pennsylvanians.
Amen.
So I do want your listeners to know that this isn't something that I'm doing on a whim. It's something, you know, that I, you know, once I, you know, aired a program of what happened in your community, you know, with the Cash for Kids scandal, you know, I wanted to educate the public. I wanted to understand how the breakdown in the judicial system happened. And, you know, the transparency and your community, the people are amazing. I love your community. And, you know, everybody wants the same thing. They just want a judicial system that's going to be fair to everyone, regardless of who they are or their background, their ethnic background, and, you know, what part of the state or what side of the street they live on. They all want the same thing.
Well, we appreciate it, Maria.
That's what I want to bring.
Maria Battista, we appreciate it very much. Stay safe and stay strong on the campaign trail. Feel free to call in again Monday or Tuesday.
Thank you so much. It's great to talk with you, and say a few prayers, too. And
Amen.
You know, we're going into the final stretch here. Thank you so much.
We're behind you 100%, Maria Battista. Thank you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.